This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, guys? I want to report on this story that happened yesterday, late afternoon, around 4 p.m. PST, where essentially many major verified top Twitter accounts were quote-unquote hacked. I don't want to use that word because that's not what it looks like is happening, but, well, it is hacked. And those accounts started tweeting some Bitcoin addresses, the same address actually, and asking people to put money in their account. And it's basically one of the Bitcoin scams that we've been seeing for years right now. But it's the largest security, highest social engineering effort that I've ever seen in my entire life, to be honest. And as a software engineer channel, we need to kind of discuss on what exactly happened. So there was like a lot of speculation of what caused that. The developers started discussing that there might be a Twitter API leak, or they were some thread said that, or Twitter started updating their API because of the, I don't know, 14th anniversary or whatever. So someone gain access to their old Twitter API, and they managed to tweet to as impersonating other people using that old API. Though again, all that stuff rumor until we heard from Twitter support that this was a socially engineered. It says, "We detected that we believe this is a coordinated social engineering attack by people who successfully targeted some of our employees with access to internal systems and tools." So that's what Twitter claims. Okay, now I'm not going to show any screenshots of the internal tool that caused that because Twitter just bans everyone who does show that tool. But what I am really concerned and I'm baffled by, okay, let's say it is a system tool that manages users, and every system have that, right? Okay, an internal management tool. I can understand an internal management tool to delete tweet. I can understand a tool internally to delete an offensive tweet. Like, you cannot say that, delete it. I can understand a suspend tool. Okay, here's a button to suspend. Here's a button to ban. Here's a button to change your email. Reset your password, right? Even reset password should not, the Twitter should not know your password. I don't understand why do you guys have an internal system tool that tweets on behalf of someone else? It's like me going to the database and adding a record, a row, to the table, the tweets table, and I'm claiming to be President Trump and tweeting something else entirely that he didn't actually tweet. Okay, obviously a DBA can do it, right? You can go to the database and insert a row and all of a sudden it just shows up in the system, right? Doesn't use the application. You're completely bypassing all the doors. Okay, you can do that. But this tool, to me, that's exact same thing. There is no reason that I can think of where you would need an internal tool to tweet on behalf of someone. And that's what happened here. The hacker managed to gain access to an employee, to compromise an employee account, and they gain access to Twitter internal network. And once you're internal, it's where you have access to shares, folders, whatever, right? So they started looking for this tool, and apparently they found it. Again, I'm not going to show a screenshot of this tool, but you can look at it, just Google, and you can quickly look it up. But, and then once they get that, they started tweeting on behalf of Barack Obama, on behalf of Elon Musk, on behalf of Joe Biden, on behalf of Jeff Bezos and other accounts as well, right? I'm just really glad that it came down to just immediately, what was that? He got $100,000, which is nothing, to be honest, right? And he didn't use this tool to actually start a war, because he could easily impersonate the president and tweeted something that could have caused a war. And I'm glad that didn't happen, because that could be a disaster. That puts a lot of, I mean, I'm really scared when that happened, because I felt personally responsible as an engineer. It was like, how can we protect our system from all that stuff? How can we do better? I mean, even if an engineer have access to the database, they can insert a row into a table, and that could be a tweet, that could be a false Facebook post, that could be anything, right? We need to think about, as back engineer especially, right? It's like, think, how do we prevent that? You have to tweet from the application, and we need to authenticate that this is the application that you can tweet from, a client app that is authorized to tweet, right? You cannot just insert a row, and we don't allow that, because I'm scared that someone will know that. If you know the credentials to the database, you can do that, right? That's another way. And that just get me thinking, man. What can one do with current system, and how secure are we, right? I'm pretty sure Twitter have all kind of security, but in this case, someone just left the key under a rock somewhere. That's exactly what happened. Yeah, you have all kind of locks. You have like bolted chains and stuff on your door, but you left the key under the damn rock outside. And that's, someone just picked it up and got in. That's exactly what happened. And obviously, I don't say this because I don't say this to throw shade at Twitter or anything like that, because any one of us can run into a situation like this. I'm pretty sure if you build a system like that, they hit you hard. They can find flaws, and we're focused on the superficial flaws. Oh, I'm gonna disable TLS 1.1 and 1.0, right? So we can force people to use 1.2, 1.3 because it's more secure. And we forget the basic and the basic and the basic stuff. Now, that's what Twitter claims. Yeah, I'm not sure. This is what they have told us so far. This is what we know. Okay. What they don't know still is if the employee actually negotiated with the hacker, right? It's like 1980s. Who uses a hacker anymore? Okay. It's like they negotiated with the hacker and gave them the tool in exchange of some payments, or the employee has been compromised somehow and got their account. Now, if the employee has been compromised, then we have a lot of questions here as well. How did they get compromised? How did their security got compromised? The internal employee account. How did they get compromised? Did they run some tools and they got in? Because I'm interested in everything that we need to say. And we still don't know anything, to be honest, guys. I'm following all the big security experts, and they don't know anything yet. We're all speculating right now. And we might find something else in the future. I'll keep you guys updated. But that for now, this is what we know. Internal tool that has been leaked. And for the life of me, I don't understand why an internal tool need to tweet on behalf of someone. That shouldn't have existed, to be honest. That tool should not have existed. All right, guys, that's it for me today. Very quick video to discuss the situation. I'm glad everything back to normal, I think. And Twitter have everything under control. What do you guys think about the situation? Let me know in the comment section below. What do you think this is? Do you think it's an internal tool? Do you think it's an API leak? Do you think it's some other security vulnerability that we don't know about? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.